And welcome, welcome. How are you doing? Thank you, everybody. Far too kind, far too kind. Y'all, stop it, stop it. We are here with the lovely, beautiful Mercedes. Say hi, Mercedes. Stop it, stop it. Where's the location? Where are you based
I'm here in
in?
Virginia.
Good over you. Good. Are you born and raised here? You from here? Really?
I don't have no family here though. It's only me, my mom, my brother.
That's it. You and your mom,
Yeah.
bro. No family, just
My
y'all.
family's from Florida,
Okay.
Miami.
Ooh, shout out. Ooh, okay. So, hey, little shout out. Okay. You know, I'm from Florida myself. You know what I'm saying? Tampa. Tampa in this thing. Tampa out here. That's good. That's dope. How was your day today? Any interesting things happen today? Any nothing? Anything?
Well,
Something. Give me something.
I got some Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
I was hungry.
That's it. That was the most exciting thing you've done today, was
That
get
was
some
the most
Chick-fil-A.
exciting thing I've done today. Just
Really?
get some Chick-fil-A. Yeah, everything else was like errands. I picked up some cookies.
Really?
What else did I
Cookies.
do?
What else did you do? You don't remember your day? That's crazy. How do you not know every day?
Because it was like, I guess, I don't know. It was like so much. Like, I woke up early
Okay.
and I just started cleaning the house. I cleaned the house.
All
Then I had to clean my dog.
right. Oh, you have a dog. That's good. Okay. What kind of dog is it?
A
Ooh, vicious. I like that. Okay. Sorry. What's
Rottweiler.
your little ass doing a big ass dog like that?
I like mean things.
Mean things.
Mean to
This is
everybody
gonna
else
be a
but nice
real.
to
Typical. All right.
me.
Here we go. This is gonna be interesting. Okay. So you watch your Rottweiler and you got Chick-fil-A. Anything else besides the Rottweiler and Chick-fil-A?
Just errands and that's
Errands,
it.
okay. So you just had like a little slight productive day, and then eventually it led you over to here. Ah, look at that! Welcome to the trap cast. You know what I'm saying? The trap house. You know what
Trap
I'm
house.
saying? You know, something slight, nothing crazy. Just a little activity going on, nothing crazy, nothing to worry about.
We're the trap queens.
You know,
They're not here right now, they're trapping.
yeah. See, what you know about that? I like that. What you know about that? You don't know nothing about
No,
that. I don't know.
no.
Earlier today, you were bumping some hood stuff. I ain't gonna
Oh,
lie. You know
yeah. I
some.
was on with some heat,
Yeah, you was slapping. I was
bruh.
like, I what? What is this?
I
I was like,
am. I've only dated thugs. And
ah,
I'm trying to get out of that.
so you do like bad boys? That's your thing.
Yeah.
Ah,
And I'm
you
trying to
like.
get out of that life.
Why is that? They ain't shit. It's crazy.
Right, yeah.
I
Who wants to date a thug? Like,
mean, you tell
who?
me. You're the one that just said you went through you just dated what? How many relationships you had?
Relationships?
Yeah. Like boyfriend, girlfriend, y'all relationship. You know, y'all dating. Y'all together. You're an item.
Like one actually serious one.
Okay, one you consider serious,
One, yeah.
but you've been in multiple, not like not saying you've been multiple, but you've been in
But like
other.
three where I can
Okay.
be like, okay.
And out of all these three, were they all bad boys, thugs, quote unquote? Or
No.
even no?
No.
So you
Yeah.
oh so
Only
you
one
so
was.
you kind of get some sense every now and then. Okay, that's good. That's good. What's the oh?
One
So
was, I learned my lesson. I'm not doing it again.
and okay, that's good. Hey, lesson. Hey, don't go back. Just as long as
Don't
you learn
go
your
back.
lesson. What's it called?
Yeah.
So out of these men you had. So this is right into it, since you know these. All right, so I'm gonna go based off of like your we're just kind of talk about just a little bit what you've been through, a little bit uncrazy. But you said that damn, you said you said that look at that. No, you said that you dated, you know, the typical cliche bad boys, thugs, and everything. You also had the good guy. How did each one approach you? Like, how does a man, like, how did they bag you in a way? How did, or was it just like, oh, he just looks like this, he's my type of thing? Or did they actually approach you in like, or in how, if they did, how did that go?
The good guy, I met him on a dating app.
Ah, that's another. We're
Yeah,
gonna get into
that's how
okay,
that
dating app. Wow, can I
happened.
ask what app? That's crazy.
Be okay.
Oh,
Be
BLK,
okay.
the good old
Yeah.
black. Okay, so you stick to your people. Hey, shout out BLK, stick to
I
your
just
roots.
I just like colored people.
Oh, you like melanin.
And
No
yeah.
pink meat, huh? No raw. No medium rare shit. You
Yeah.
like your shit well
Yeah,
done.
I like color.
Oh,
So
okay. She said, I like color, get it right.
yeah,
nothing
so
wrong
I
with
met
that.
him on dating And okay. You know, he messaged me and we started talking, hung out.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had the same birthday, everything. And I think that's what it was. He was so similar to me.
Really?
I didn't like it.
Ah, so y'all were like too in common. Or you felt you were too, like, like, yeah, you said, it was too, too much. Like, wait. So this is where I get lost on, because, like, don't you want somebody like common interest? Don't you want that? Now, was like overbearing? Like, was it really like clingy? Oh, like too much? Like,
it was like, because me, I'm a soft person. I'm a soft to myself person, and he also was a soft to himself person. But when I'm dating somebody, I don't want him to be soft. I want somebody to overpower me.
Okay, you want a dominant alpha. Yeah. You want an alpha. Okay,
yeah, he wasn't like that.
And he was an old little beta.
And
gentlemen, my man out there, listen. Don't be a beta. Don't be a beta.
Don't be a simp.
Oh, he was simping. Oh, let's get into this. Oh.
And no, the thing is, like,
Is it simping if it's for you though? You're his woman.
Yeah, that's what
so
I'm saying.
So, like, is it simping or, well, let me finish.
Before I became his girl, but the way he was doing it, though, I did like it because he did know how to treat women right.
Mm-hmm.
But again,
he did
soft.
Or he didn't?
He did.
Okay.
He did, yeah. But the thing, it was like he was soft, and I felt like I was overpowering him sometimes. I have a tendency to be, like, a little rougher.
Okay.
You know, especially
What do you mean a little rougher? Like, you like a little more like.
Like, I have a tendency to, you know, I'll speak up. I'll
okay.
I'm like, I'm gonna tell you.
A little more dominant.
Yeah.
Okay. Not really submissive in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. In a way, it depends. Like, especially if it's a serious situation, like, I'm gonna say what I have to say and things are gonna get done. But most of the time, I'm a quiet to myself, soft person.
Quiet to yourself.
Yeah.
Soft-spoken type of person. You do be in the cut. I do really. You be low-key in the ducked off in the cut.
Yeah, I do. Until
that's
I get
thing.
Comfortable. And then I start, you know, to
ooh,
have
don't
fun.
Get too comfortable now.
I get comfortable. I start to have fun. And I start to be myself. And myself is a really outgoing, social person. You know, I love talking to people. Mm. And, like, I like dancing and having fun.
Really? You know, that's so interesting.
But
wow.
I gotta be comfortable around you first.
Okay.
You know, if you ask my exes, they will say I'm crazy because of the simple fact that I'm comfortable.
Wow, they're all not lying.
I can't believe you said that.
What's it called? So crazy. All right, back to this. Back to the approach. You. How did the bad guy, the bad boy, the thug? What was his approach? Was he like that, right? Like a cold take, or just like the DM? Well, no, one was off the app, right?
One was off the app, and that was the guy that was like me.
Okay, yeah, okay, yeah, real soft. Okay,
and, yeah, the guy that was like thuggish. He it was like when I was young, and I used to work at McDonald's when I was young. So he went through the drive-thru.
Wow, he pulled you through the drive-thru?
No, so
somebody got game.
No, like, thing is, he went through the drive-thru, and his uncle was telling him to get my number because he thought I was pretty.
Ah,
but
okay,
he was like, I guess, you know, feeling weird, like your uncle telling you, like, he's like, nah, he didn't.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
and then I didn't realize I follow him on Instagram. So I saw him on Instagram that same day,
same
and then, you
month.
Know, I was looking at him, I was like, he does look kind of good. So I hit him up.
Wow.
And so I hit him up and we started talking. And then from then, but it's crazy though, because we started talking and we argued all the time.
Really?
All the time.
Like, how? So, did you guys have like a honeymoon phase? Was it like any like,
we,
straight?
We never had a because.
And that's the thugs for you. Toxic.
Yeah.
Gotta love you here.
From our like starting off as friends, when we were friends, we argued all the time. All the time we had to argue.
So wait, hold on. Y'all started as friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so y'all didn't. So did y'all actually did have like a talking phase? Y'all did have like or like a legit get to know each other? But you just jump right into things.
Yeah, no, we started off as friends. Like, we weren't messing around or nothing.
That's
not
good.
Kissing, nothing. We were literally just friends. And
heard that, ladies? Don't give it up that easy. I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, yeah, man, we gotta know what the kitty cat's gonna be on. But I ain't gonna lie, don't just be out here like, oh, you know, let me, you know, get at least give it like 2 days. I ain't gonna care.
We were friends for a year before we started dating.
Oh, okay. So yeah, y'all are big cooling. Okay.
Yeah, we were friends for a year.
Okay.
And the whole time we weren't kissing, we weren't messing around, nothing like that. Like, yeah, we were strictly just friends, and that was the simple fact that we argued all the time.
Dang. So Uncle said, bro, if you don't go back, get Shorty's number, and you gave it to him, obviously.
Yeah.
How long did it take for y'all for your first link up? This is a key
our
question.
First link up?
Yes, first meet. How long did it take for him to first meet? Besides, obviously, I met right there that time, but like, what was it first? Like, legit. Okay, let's pull up right here. Let's pick me up or let's meet up here.
A week. He met me at my job.
Oh, he came back. Yeah, ooh, he said, me spin again.
Yeah, it was like a week, and he came back, and we were just sitting in the car talking for hours in the car. Hours and hours, and then after that,
he didn't want to talk. He didn't even talk that long. But anyway.
But no, it's crazy because when it came to us
being like intimate on that level,
yeah, when it came to like us having sex, like we did not even, it wasn't really a thing. And like I keep saying, because we argued so much, we weren't trying to have sex with each other, we were just trying to be cool. Thing is, when we were,
man, good, that makeup says had to go crazy after a while. I mean, damn, y'all arguing like that.
Yeah, we argued so much, but we never, like, we didn't mess around.
Really?
We started like a year after us being friends. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Damn, where my phone at? So after a year of just talking and everything, you went back and you had it. So how did it a year went by? How did he like bag you then? Let's talk about that. Yeah. How did he bag? Besides, I mean, he badged you, he looked good, but how did he, at that moment, you're like, okay, you know what? Like, he got me. Like, I'm going to give him a chance. Like, okay, like, I'm going to fuck with you. Like, when did that moment happen? Like, that moment of clarity.
Because when we were, like, friends, we had really good moments together. Like, it was just, like, the best time when we were together and not arguing. We had, like, some good moments. So, the thing is, like, we would argue, not talk a couple of days, and then something would happen. We would always go back to each other.
Something would happen. Now, during that something, where like, was it something like legit, or was your assumptions making it seem like something was going
no,
on?
No, it wasn't. We weren't arguing in that stance. We were arguing the fact that because, you know, he's like a bad boy.
Yeah.
And his actions,
and lifestyle.
Like ignorant. I didn't like it.
But
and
that's
I
your thing
up.
That you say you like them. You like them. That's what comes with it.
No, okay. No. Listen, because I didn't like it. At first, I did not like it. Like, his actions were very ignorant. Like, the stuff he would do, I would tell him straight up, like, that's dumb. Why would you do that? Arguing all the time. He would do some stupid stuff just to look good. You know, so I would. And
How old were y'all?
We were 19.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we were 19. We were young. So that happened. And then after a while, because we were attracted to each other, and we had a really good connection outside the arguing, something just clicked where we were like, okay, I like you. I kind of like you. You know, he liked me too. And after a while of just like liking each other, I noticed he started bringing me around his family. And
okay,
we were at his house all the time.
Sounds like a real good love story here. This is getting spicy.
We were at his house all the time. And then we started dating.
How long y'all date for?
We were together for 3 years.
Damn. Okay, you know what? Hey, you know what? Let's get a round of applause on that. That was dope. I like that.
I like long relationships.
Got a little black love. Got a little black love. Can't be me, boy. Can't be me. 3 years? Gosh, Lee. At this point, shit, we might as well go to the grave together. Damn. All right, so 3 years in, how long did it take for you to realize, like, dad, he ain't shit?
We were 3 years in. Well, no. It was like when we started dating and stuff and started talking. Thing is, he was my first real relationship where, like, my family saw him. I was taking him to a lot of different events with me, like, where people knew. okay. I was posting him, like, you know, that was my first real relationship. So I
He made the gram. Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't really experience how a guy should treat you and stuff like that. Yeah. They should do what they shouldn't. And in the beginning of our relationship, it was bad. Like, and I thought that it meant that he liked me, but it wasn't that. You know, it was really bad.
That's tough. I don't want to get too personal. What was one of the red flags that kind of triggered you to the point, like, yeah, this is bad. Like, I'm not, like, this is, like, we, like, what was it, some of the things, like, what's one of the traits, or what's one thing he did that you were like, all right, that's, like, you know.
Yeah.
That's, like.
I mean, he used to call me ugly all the time. Yeah.
Really?
When I say it was bad, yeah, he used to call me ugly all the time.
It's pretty, and, like. I can find this guy.
He would, like, compare me to, like, different women.
Oh, big no no, fellas. I done that, yeah. Bruh. Hey, all right.
It was bad.
Yeah.
But me thinking that I was in love, I thought I really started trying to change myself to accommodate him because I'm like, okay, so he likes this. I'm gonna try to be like that.
Okay.
And
you were kind of like, not you, in a way, submitting, but not really something you weren't. You weren't submitting for the right reasons. You were just kind of doing, just like, oh, I like how I make it work. So maybe I should just put up with her.
Yeah, I didn't realize that it was something that he shouldn't have been doing.
From the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't, it didn't click in my head that was wrong. So I kind of just took it, like, it was hard for me, you know, hearing that. So I tried to, like, be better every time. Mm-hmm. Every single time I was constantly doing more, stepping up.
Wow. And that lasted 3 years. Yeah. Did it ever get better? Obviously not you together, but did it have any?
No, it got worse. Damn. As the time progressed, it got terrible. Like, yeah, no.
Wow.
You won't see me with him no more.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to flip script. We're going to go back to.
The good guy?
Good guy.
Uh-huh.
Besides, I'm on the dating app. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, cool. How long did it take for him to get his first link with you?
Considering he lived in, like, Suffolk.
Oh,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So,
he's out there, country.
Yeah. So the fact that, and I was 19, I didn't have my own car at the time. It was, like, a kind of hard thing to link like that. So that took a while, too.
Oh, man. High school, not even high school, teenage days, no whip, trying to link with people, bro.
It's
fucking
hard.
Impossible,
yeah.
Man. Fuck.
Yeah.
I just had, like, so many scenarios and stories going in my head when I was trying to, like, find rides to go chill with some girls, something like that. I'm like, bro, I went through hell and back just for some kitty cat. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It was really hard. So
how long did it take? How long do you think
that took, like, maybe 2-3 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, 2-3 weeks.
That's reasonable. I wasn't trying to, like, test. I just want to see because, like, good guy. You know, they say good experience last. So I'm trying to compare right now. Okay, how, like, long did it hit? He a good guy for him to link, but, like, you know. So, okay. So 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then when y'all first linked, did he take you on a date or did y'all just do what buddy did?
The first thing we did, he does, like, some community group thing. You know, he likes to, like, you know, be out there and do stuff to help. So he invited me to that for the first thing.
Okay.
Yeah. What he invited me to.
You're a nice person, so I don't know who you are, buddy, but that was a good smooth move.
Yeah, because it made him look good. So I was like, okay. Oh, I like it.
He played with your emotions. He's smart.
And you know I like stuff
that.
Like that. So,
he's,
you know,
smart.
I told you, he's like me.
Yeah. Too much. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a lot like me, so I liked it. And, so this is where I messed up with him at. Him being softer and him being shorter. Well, he was like my same height.
Ooh.
Yikes. Hard, yeah, because I'm not that into guys that are like my same height or shorter, but I'm trying to get over that because, like, dang, I'm missing out on so many people. And
so yes and no, because here's the thing, we all got a type. If people say, oh, looks don't matter, that's cap, bro. That's cap. Or, no offense, look at them and then see who's saying it. Because we all we have is eyes. We learn off our imagery. We're like, that's our human nature. Like, we look, oh, that looks appealing. That looks attractive. That looks, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that looks good. Like, when we see food, we're naturally appealed by our eyes. That's the first, that's how we use, that's the first thing we, when you wake up, you don't wake up and start touching shit. You wake up and look around, like, okay, cool, that's what you do. So when you, if somebody says like, oh, looks don't matter, yeah, they don't matter, but I'm like, you can't just say like, oh, they don't matter at all. Like, they're not your first top three things that are, then you, yeah, you're not gonna find the right one, because you're not finding your, what you like, you're not, yeah, finding your appeal, you know. So you're just finding anything at this point. Like, it's not trying to find, what's it called, a needle in a haystack, you know what I'm saying? Just looking around. But my bad, I'm gonna cut you off. That's a good point you brought up. So first date or first lingo, how did it go?
No, it was cool. It was cool. He was kind of shy, so he was kind of quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was doing most of the talking, but the more we hung out, the more he came out his shell.
Okay.
And I'm fine with that.
Seems like you. Definitely got to get comfortable. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, it was cool. Like, we had good times together. He was very sweet, you know. It was like Valentine's Day. He actually took me out. Like, he was a sweet guy. He was. And that's one relationship I can say that maybe, like, I was wrong and I shouldn't.
The one that got away.
But that's what I'm saying. It's hard, though, because he's really attractive. He's just short. And right there, I'm like, dang, it is so hard.
Especially, that's a deal breaker, huh?
It's hard. Like,
hey, fellas, she ain't the only woman either that thinks like that. I ain't gonna hold y'all, bro. And this ain't the only one that thinks. There's a lot of women probably right now gonna hear this episode be like, yeah, girl, like, I'm sorry. Yeah. Height matters, yo. I'm sorry.
I'm trying for it not to be a deal breaker. But me, like, when we go out somewhere nice, I like to wear heels. I like, and
you like to dress up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. When I'm with a guy, I don't want to be bending down.
For pictures, or giving a kiss, or like, you kissing your son on the cheek at night type shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't want that. Yeah, you want a man. That's crazy.
Then on top of that, like I said, like, he was a soft guy, so you already short. And then you, I need somebody to dominate me, and I feel like he wasn't doing it. So that's why I did not. That did not work.
Okay, I might get spicy real quick. Which one was better than the bed?
The bed.
Yeah. And why? All right. So look, in all honesty, if you don't mind, why though? You ain't gotta get all deep, like, why? Like, was it because of like the toxic behind, like the anger, like, or like the, like, y'all being argumentative, so y'all had that moment of clarity and peace, you know, during sex? Or was it like he actually knew your body, he understood you, or gave what you wanted?
At first, he didn't. We had a problem at first because I wasn't getting wet for real.
Ooh.
And he would think.
Yikes.
He would think it's because I wasn't into him, or like, he'd be like, what's wrong with you? Like, you know, we weren't having a good time. And that's because I'm really big into foreplay, and he wasn't. He was the type of guy to, like, just hit. You know, he'll hit, quit. Like, he only did foreplay with girls that he actually liked. And I told him, I was like, if you're not doing exactly, like, all that foreplay stuff, I'm not going to get wet. So he started doing it. And when he started doing it, like, it, waterfalls. Everything was, like, great. Everything was great. It was great.
Wow.
So, I know. After that, we had a really good
session. So you had a moment of communication.
Yes.
And a moment of comprehension. I hope you're out there listening. They had communication and comprehension. It goes hand in hand.
He listened.
See? He understood the assignment. She communicated. He comprehended. He adjusted. And now, guess what? He went from the bench to the starting five. Let's go.
Yeah. It was great after that. So, and, you know, and then just the thought of, like, me feeling like I shouldn't be with him because he thuggish bad boy. It's like that rush too also helped. And then just him just being rougher in general. Like, in bed he was rougher, but as a guy was kind of like,
not you okay.
He was like, you good right there? Like, don't ask me. Look,
you in that moment, look, I'm here. Yeah. I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Let's get this ground. You know what I'm saying? Like this.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're worried about my well-being. At this moment right now, shit.
Yeah, I'm like, we're doing it. Like, tell me what to do. Like, put me in that position. Don't be like, Can you?
So you do. So you do. You don't mind submitting. You don't mind being submissive in certain areas of the relationship. You feel like okay. All right. Okay. So the bad boy, he clearly knew what was up. So besides the guy that you really should have ended up with, whatever we say, just has to be in short. I mean, let's be real here. Instead of wrong, he's just short. That's a deal breaker, buddy. I'm sorry. But anyway.
Short and softer. I'm a soft person.
My bad. Yeah. Now, softer, like feminine or like not dominant, not masculine? Like, what made him softer? Like, he didn't really lead. Like, he wasn't assertive. That type, you know?
Yeah. Like, he's not feminine at all. He was just like, you know, how I'm really indecisive on food. He will also be like, he will never just be like, okay, we're going here. He was like, well, I don't know.
Wow.
Or like, he wasn't assertive.
Yeah. Like at all, to the point.
Yeah.
Like, it was like on some, like you just said, like, that's weird. Like, I have moments like that too. I'm like, I don't know what, like, I do know what I want so much. That's my thing. I do know what I want. I just want like other shit though too to go with it. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I'm like, today, like before you came over, I was like, hey, like wait, I'm hungry. Like, me tell, like, bro, we gotta eat before we do this episode. Like, what's up? And you're like, all right, shit. Like, I was like, what are you to move for? You said,
you want.
And I was like, women. I was like, because that's how it'd be.
You want, I don't know. Because I'll find something there that I want.
I tried to even flip it. I was like, hey, what are you in the mood? What do you have a taste for? Like, try to, and you're like, you know what? I was okay. I'm going to get Chick-fil-A. What are you going to end up, what are you going to end up getting? Where are you getting? I was like, man, like,
yeah, whatever. Because I'm so indecisive. So just tell me what we're doing. Tell me what's going on.
Let you know then what's up.
Like, okay. Yeah. Like, tell me where we're going to go. Tell me what we're going to eat. I'll be completely fine with what you choose. Just don't let me choose. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's it.
So, dang. So, short dude, really, I mean, good guy. Really had, you know, buddy had a couple things. Yeah, a couple of little dinks against him. That's tough. That's tough.
And I feel bad because, like I said, he's genuinely a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I just couldn't do it. And I was young, but I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
And how long did y'all two commingle?
We were only together for less than a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't even a year.
And did y'all break up or anything bad, or it was just because of those things? Like,
yeah, I just told him because I wasn't trying to be mean or nothing. I was just like, hey. And also, he went to school out of state. So he lived, like, his family and everything in Virginia. But I think he was in, like Tennessee.
Damn.
Yeah.
So some long distance involved,
too. Once he started school, we weren't seeing each other. Yeah, we weren't seeing each other, nothing like that.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's over with. That's long distance. Like, you're not going to be. I'm not saying I'd be in my bubble 24/7 because I definitely don't want that. But if you, wow, see? That's so crazy that people can just do that. I can't just see, that's scary.
Be together all the time.
Like, because that's marriage. Like, his name, we're dating, we're boyfriend, girlfriend. That's what we are. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't, like, yes, you're my girlfriend. But understand, like, that title is, like, you're my girlfriend. Like, you know, not my wife. You know, we're not engaged. You know what I'm saying? Like, so why am I with you every single day? You know, I'm with the boys every single day, like on Jesus sandals. That's just crazy. You got to have that separation. But I see it all the time. People just can be. They say, I just want to be in a skin. I can be in your skin all day. I'm like, that's kind of creepy to me, like, I feel you have detachment issues. Like, you do. Yeah, go find yourself again. That should be scaring me, yo.
No, it's like when you start to really like somebody, you do want to be closer to them. Like, you want, like, I've had that feeling, like, with the bad guy. I was, like, you know, trying to be in his skin. I wanted to always be under him because it just felt so good. But, you know, we don't have to see each other every day. But I do expect for us to talk every day, throughout the day, every day. You know, keep up with me. So, yeah.
No, talking, communicating, that's big. Yeah. I can get down with that. That's like, yeah, if you go ghost for like a day or two, I'm like, yo, like, the fuck, you alive? Like, it's not, I'm not even thinking about, like, oh, they cheating or that. No, I'm like, you good? You alive? Like, I'm genuinely concerned about your safety because Now you just MIA, you know.
Yeah, so. I've had that like with the guy with the bad guy. Thing is,
he's trapping. It's okay.
We were together. Like when he did it, we were together, and he claimed that when he had did what he did, he needed like clarity of the mind. But how he did that was he just left. He just stopped talking to me, his mom, everybody. He didn't say where he was going. We all were concerned that he needed help, you know? But when I called his friends, like, do you know where he is? They're like, no, he's fine. He's chilling. And they would kind of, like, laugh. So in my head, I'm like, okay, he's with another girl. Because that's how I'm feeling. Like, you know, like, you think it's funny that me and his family are looking for him. So, I've been through that. And it's, like, stupid. That's stupid. He did it twice.
He ducked up twice, something like that?
Twice. And the thing is, like, it'd be different if it was just me, but no, it was, like, everybody. Like, his mom, everybody was concerned about
him. Oh, he on some runaway type shit.
I'm out of that situation.
Dang, that's a crate. So, apparently, damn. Wow. It's just so wild because, 3 years of that compared to less than a year. And then you look back now, the reasons, it's just like, dang. But that goes goes to show you, like I said earlier, my point. We're based off what we like to see. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he's good. The buddy was nice and everything. But you're like, I see him and he's just, you know, he's not what I like to see every day because he's, like you say, he's shorter. Compared to, the other guy, he ain't like, you know, he ain't the best, but he's...
No. No, the bad boy, he was a pretty boy. He was fine.
I'm weak.
He's a pretty boy. Fine guy. Like, everybody, he would get told that all the time. And he's like 6-something, tattoos, like, he just looked good.
Damn, nigga sound like
That's
me.
That's what I like. I like tall, I like tattoos. That's what he was. So.
Man.
Yeah,
I heard that out there. Tall tattoo guys and dark skin or melanin. You might have a chance.
He's Hispanic.
Oh,
most guys that come after me are Hispanic. I don't get that much attention.
I ain't gonna lie. When I first met you, I thought you're like Dominican, so I can see that.
A lot of people say that.
Yeah. And then you say your name is Mercedes, so I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people say that, but I'm Caribbean, and because like my hair and stuff, but I could pass as that.
I mean, yeah. Easy, you know what I'm saying? You go in the sun for like, you know, you spend a summer outside, you'll definitely be like, oh, yeah, you'll pass.
My dad spoke Spanish.
Oh, see, there it is. There it is. It's just in your blood. That's probably why dudes be going, staying with you, so going crazy. 3 years? Something was going on. Here you go. Here she go. I'm dead. Damn. So you said earlier you met on Be Okay with somebody. Do you use are you big on dating apps? How you feel about dating apps? No.
And that's because like I've gotten so tired of swiping and seeing the same type of guys. Like I would just see guys. It seemed like every time I swipe, I would see guys for like middle finger. Or they showing their weed, or they showing their money, like, after swipe. Either that, or
dang, it's not fella, my type. Y'all put their posts and stuff like that, bro? What?
I can't stand it, because I'm like, I don't want a guy like that. I want an actual, like, somebody that's not into that stuff. I don't want no flashy guy. I want somebody to match me in some type of way, because I'm not, you know, I'm not out there like that. So...
You're more reserved.
I'm tired. I'm so tired more humble. Of dating apps. Yeah.
Would you say you're old fashioned? Or you think you're old fashioned?
I wouldn't. Old fashioned in some stuff. But not most.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dig it. Corroglet. I was just curious. But yeah, you're saying, continue. You're saying, what was that thing? The dating apps and. Oh, the pictures with the same picture. So yeah, I had a question. So you see a lot of men on there will post those type of pictures, like there's like promote like drugs. Did you see a lot of music? A lot of music stuff on there.
Very rare.
Really?
Very rare.
Damn, I thought you would see. That's what I thought. I thought Finn's probably say, like, because me and my boys were having a conversation one day, like, because we were talking, like, we're, you know, just like when we had dating apps and stuff. And, you know, they're like asked, well, what type of pictures are you posting or anything? I'm like, some chill shit, you know, da da da. And I'm like, I bet. But then you just said, like, we were having a conversation. Like, I went with other, like, we're like, dang, we probably post, like, the same amount of pics like everybody else, dude. We probably look the same amount else. And he's like, yeah, we got to stick out. Mm-hmm. And then we were, you know, we were thinking, like, being funny, like, maybe, like, he was like, maybe we should probably post some, like, post some product straps or let's post some bread. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I'm like, yeah, I was like, I'm like, bread and stuff. My seems like that. I was like, no, think about it. Like, we over here posting stuff like this. Like, there's four of us in the room right now. All four of us post, like, you know, something. Like, we're all kind of thinking the same. I'm like, yeah, that's true. Like, imagine other people out there. I'm like, yeah. Then you come on here talking about some, oh, I see that all the time. That's so, and I'm like, oh, dodge the bullet.
Like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, like a Glock, some weed on the side, middle finger up. Dumb. Like, I do not care about that stuff.
Wow. That's crazy. That's wild.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, I want a sophisticated guy, a guy that looks clean.
You
want to
see a book.
I want a guy that looks clean from the outside. A guy that's smart.
Because you
want
to see a telescope in the background, huh? A bookcase and a laptop.
I want you to look like you got something going for yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want a guy from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
You look good. Like, you look clean. You look sophisticated and smart, you know?
Yeah. You know? I ride with it.
Yeah, but, like, behind closed doors with me and you, we have a good time. We
get
drunk,
though. Yeah.
Have, you know, a really good time in the bed, all that stuff. That's the type of guy that I want.
Fact, though.
Yeah.
She said,
With some tattoos.
You need tattoos. So it's tattoos, like, that, like, a big hit for you, like, or you, it's okay if somebody doesn't have any tattoos, like, they have to be tatted, but it's like, or it's just like a preference, like a bonus.
It's a it's like a bonus, because tattoos to me, they just look so good on a guy, and to me it just makes you look a little tougher.
Oh,
especially because, like,
yeah,
you know,
hear that? I look mean, y'all. I look mean, fellas. Yeah. Yes, sir. It's confirmed.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, the only reason I'm saying that, like, because I have some.
Okay. So, how many do you have?
I think 7.
You think 7?
Yeah.
Because
they're a little, like, scattered.
You might have to do a review later on that. That's crazy. That's funny.
But, yeah, like, a guy with tattoos, and I'm not just talking about one, I'm talking about, like, a sleeve or, like, chest tattoo. Something where when I look at you, I'm just like,
this is already,
you just look so good. Yeah,
you just want to, to you, is like, it's like a turn on, like, it's like a okay, so
yes, I want,
so,
like,
placement is big. You want to be able to see them visible.
Yeah, it's like, I want to be able to kiss on your tattoos.
Oh.
I want to be able to August Alsina you.
Oh, dang. not the whole name drop. I'm like, okay. All right. So that's a check off the list for, okay, fellas, y'all out there. Knock that off y'all list. Might have to get a couple
that's
little, hey, but hey, y'all, my men out there, don't be cliche and go out there and get some, you know, get the same thing. Like, you see everybody, come on now, you out there getting the same little, you know, cloud chest tat, you know what I'm saying? Cross on the arm, and come on, yeah, switch
a
up
little
a little bit.
Yeah,
so switch it, you know.
But, you know, I don't care what
throw
it is.
Throw something in there.
Yeah, as long as it ain't nothing, like, crazy.
Throw a picture of you tatted on you with you holding money and having a gun.
Tattoo a whole city on you with streetlights and cars.
Oh, she said tattoo a map. Tap to your hood for real.
I
want to
see the people in the hood walking too.
That'd be funny, because then you got some people out there posting pictures of some gated communities.
Yeah. Cop cars on the side.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for tattoos. I see you got tattoos, I'm just like, okay. He got a plus 5.
So fellas, you gotta see, you gotta separate yourself out there, my man. We gotta like, you know, elevate. It's a competition out there. Tattoos is plus 5 points. It's plus 5 health. Go cop
plus
out
five.
There.
Yeah.
Big cop. Plus 5 upgrade. You need that. I like that. All right. What else you look for in a man? Like, what else you look for? So it's like, okay, so the tattoos, height, that's cool. What else? Hair, teeth, like facial, like, what else matters for?
Physical. physical?
Yeah, just like describe like an overall, or give me some. Let's start off with some good qualities in a man you like.
Qualities.
Okay. One you say has to have something going for him. Elaborate on that. What do you want more going for? What's more? Because what if he's like, okay, I have two jobs, but they're just like, I work at, you know, two fast food jobs. I mean, it's two jobs, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, is that like,
just
yeah.
The fact that you're willing to work, the fact that you have ambition to work, and I will want you to have some type of goal to move from fast food jobs to something higher in the future, but I'll be okay with that. The bad guy that I was dating, he didn't have a job.
Wow, you stayed with this man for 3 years. Can't make this shit up.
When we first got together, for like the first year, he did not have a job.
I understand y'all younger, but still, at 19, I was humping and bumping, bro. I was getting it. You can't just what? How long did it take for him to get a job? Or did he never got one?
Well, because he was trying to get like his welding degree and stuff like that.
Okay, so he's in school. Okay, that's good. But
yeah, still. But even after he got his welding degree, it took him like another year until he actually got a job.
What?
When I told
so you,
I
was
paying
you were thugging it out.
Yeah, I was paying for everything. Like I've paid his car note before. I
put
out a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Dang, homie had a. Dang, yeah, he folded.
That's why I'm so like, I don't want to be with a guy that does not have a job. At least, like, if you work at fast food, at least it's something.
Yeah.
I see you doing something because you have something to get up for every day.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas he,
you're not just being home, just sitting on your ass.
Yeah. Whereas he slept, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Sleep forever, you know? While I'm up working, doing what I gotta do. So I could pay his car note. So, yeah.
Wow, you paid homie's car note. You're a real one. Ride or die, you know. Oh. Ride or die in that one. Gotta give you that. That's tough. That's tough. Yeah, they've been good tonight. They've been really interactive. I like that. You know. Oh man. So you gotta have, I guess, ambition. You say or drive. Or a passion.
Which one
you'll sum it up with in that?
Well, I was actually talking to my brother about this because he said you can have ambition about something, but that's not enough.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, ambition with actions behind it. You gotta have actions to go with your ambition. Yeah, because the words he was saying, it was a lot. So I was like, okay, let me just not say ambition. Let me say ambition with action behind it. Mm-hmm. So you're not steady. Because he was like, I have ambition for my video games. He play every day.
Yeah, that is true.
I was like, okay, well. But yeah, I need you to have ambition with action. And I want him to be honest.
Honesty.
Because it's a lot.
Like, you want straight up, raw, open communication. Like,
tell
if it hurts. You want it at that moment?
Yes.
Instead of just walking away?
Yes.
You got to hit about it right there. Exactly. Yes. You got to get out the way. Thank you. I'm big on that. Just say what you chose.
Yeah.
Just let it out.
Tell me what it is, even if I won't like it. Because I'd rather get that hurt over with now than you tell me later on.
Or finding out some shit.
Yeah, and I don't find out from you. Like, tell me, because it saves a lot of headache. Honesty, and I say honesty because a lot of people, they want to stay loyal, and loyalty goes out the window for a lot of people in different circumstances. So if you're honest with me and you were, like, disloyal one time, at least you told me. You were honest enough to tell me about your unloyalty. So that changes the game. Because maybe we can work through it. Because you're honest about it. You know?
He comes out. Like, he comes to you. He's like, hey, you know, we've been together for about 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say 2 years deep, though. 2 years in. But he was like, you know, 4 months in when we were dating. But don't say 6 months. 6 months in our relationship, we were dating. Mm-hmm. He was like, I cheated, you know, when I went on another business trip, whatever. He's like, I cheated, you know. Mm-hmm. He's like, there's one happened with this woman. It was multiple times that one woman, mm-hmm. but it only happened on on that trip. He was gone for like a weekend type of, there was like a week trip. Mm-hmm. He comes back and he tells you about the trip. It was good and everything. And then this, but now you here are 2 years deep though. And mm-hmm. then he says, look, before we take this next step, I gotta say, how are you gonna? Because that's something like you can, like, you know, like you said, work out, talk out. Is that something? Is that too far for you? That's like a cutoff. For you.
The fact that he kept it to himself for that long, he didn't tell me after. To me, that wasn't honest, because you've been lying to me this whole time, telling me that you're being faithful, and when you haven't been. Because maybe we could have talked about it then when it happened, and I could ask you why you did that. Like, what made you feel comfortable with doing that? And then maybe we work it out, move on to that 2 year mark. But now we're in that 2 year mark, and you tell me about something that happened when we first got together. Now I'm thinking, is there other stuff that he did?
Mind games.
Yeah. So I would still want to have that conversation with him to see why everything happened. But the trust is just like, because he took so long to tell me, the trust.
Yeah, that's 2 years. That's like, I don't know.
Yeah, the trust is just, it's really not going to be there.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a lot of that's a lot of like chaos, right? That's a lot of madness. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit on shit going on top of more shit.
Yeah. And then, but you got to think about it too. 2 years, you might have built like a business with somebody. You might have a family by then. Mm-hmm. So I can't, sometimes you might just can't up and leave if you're invested with that person.
Yeah.
So a lot of times you're kind of forced to talk it out, especially if you have kids. Like, you have to have that adult conversation, because you can't just up and leave.
Fact though, that's true. Yeah, that's real. Yeah, you can't up and leave, especially. It depends. It's definitely a situational type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have no kids, then it's different. You know, like, you all just about to, I was gonna say, like, let's say you're about to take that proposal, or let's just say, hey, I'm gonna spice things up. Let's say he did propose, you say yes, and then it's like, probably like a month after that, he's like, hey, I know, you know, we da da da, but this is what it is, and then he tells, is that. I mean, you're just engaged, but still, you say yes. So it's like, how you coming? I don't know. At that point, I'm like, look, this ring came on and came off real quick. I don't know. That's tough.
Yeah,
that's tough. Like, but the fact that you know you love that person, that you proposed to her again. Like, I know I love her because this is what I want. You know, it's like, that's what you want. You know, it's appealing to you. This is what, you know.
Yeah. But, and just the fact that he actually said something, because he could have kept it to himself. He didn't have to say anything. But the fact that he actually came out to me, it might not have been fast enough, soon enough, but he said something.
Yeah.
So you got to think of it as like, you know, he did say something. He's trying, maybe, he probably was like eating him up and stuff.
Guilt.
Yeah,
definitely guilt.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a big that would be. I mean, some people are cold blooded. Some people, some people are don't have a conscience like that. Mm-hmm. I have moments like that where I kind of like black out, where I just like I don't do nothing bad, but I just be like, you know, I just don't feel like I'm just gonna do it. Like, if I'm gonna do something, I just get And that's what it is. I just have those moments of like, you know, okay, that's how you want to move. It usually happens when you peeps have somebody move. You know what I'm saying? That's when, at least me, call it vengeance, call it lick back, whatever. But that's just, you know, once I see how you wire or move, I'm okay. I can reciprocate that. And you might not like that. So, yeah, but I couldn't. This is two no's for me on both of those questions. Hell no, and get the fuck out of my crib. What you got going on? Yeah, it's over your ex. So that's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, like you see, we had a family now and something like that. Just for the sake of my child, that's something that's going to be tough. That's going to be real tough. Because, like, you know, I don't want to see my son or daughter see a broken marriage. You know?
That's a family or a business.
Here's the thing. People people break up a family before a business, though. Mm-hmm. They'll keep that. Because, you know, I was just looking at, watching the, oh, I forget the TV show. I think it might have been Power or something. I don't know, one of the seasons. Mm-hmm. But basically, the mayor of, like, I guess Chicago, whatever, he got shot. His wife, he took over. But she knew that he was cheating, like he was been cheating the whole time with the secretary and everything. She called him out on everything. It was just crazy. But she said, we have a business. And when she said that, I'm like, damn. Like, she said, we have a business. Like, you're the mayor. I have this. This is what it is. And she started running shit. Hey, that's what you said. People, she's like, you know, we don't have to be together, but I'm like, we're not together, but we're gonna, on paper, we are, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But behind closed doors, we know the hell is on, like, it's just a business between
that's
us.
A lot
yeah.
of celebrities.
Yeah, man, yeah. Yay, yeah. And then that's sometimes that may be going on for a minute and it just don't work out. And that's when the truth comes out. That's why these divorces be so bad. They'd be like, oh, I want it. That's what it comes down to. That's why I say, I want the house and this and this and this because. You know, we have a business. You know, we had this going on. Now you fucking up the papers. So it's okay. Yeah. Like I said, once money gets involved in something, you don't want to. Yeah, it's the relationship. Yeah, that could change. That play somebody's money, somebody's time, and watch, see how they react. Watch their true colors come out. Mm-hmm. You'll see everybody's real attention.
Yeah.
Test their money or test their time. You're like, what?
Money change a lot. People
going, yeah, you might see the real tensions coming at you. Like, you know, you might just be trying. You might really rock with them. We trying to see they solid with you, and all of a sudden they say something or they do something like, whoa, like I was just, you know. But that's how you move it right there. Boom, got you.
Mm-hmm.
All because I did all over $5, or all because I was this, you know.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah,
that's it. It'd be wild. Mm-mm-mm. Well, some other stories: get tattoos and be tall, be a fuck boy now.
No, the moral of the story is get tattoos, be tall, and be a good boy.
Oh, Lord. Can't get the best of I'm sorry, Mercedes, out here. It's a cold,
yes,
cold world.
Yes, you can.
It's an evil world we live in. It's an evil world.
No, people love to put, like, doubt in your head. Saying, no,
I'm
like,
not putting doubt.
Like, no. If I want it, I can get it. I can get that. There's a guy out there like that.
Oh, my. Look at women. Oh, like, there's a guy out there like, we can Google right now. A man of that height, that stature, that you want, does not exist, that's going to be good to you. Or he won't have another option with him. Or options.
Of course he'll have other options. We're not together.
Oh, so you're not trying to be together.
People always have options.
Oh, okay. So you're not trying to be together. Okay, this is somebody you're just looking for in general.
No. Okay. I want to be with a guy like that. That's like my ideal guy.
Okay.
And the thing is, like,
he's gonna come with attachments, though.
He's out there, and he might come.
He's out there. He's out there manifesting.
If you're good enough, they are going to attach. Like,
oh,
no.
Man, manifest the man. That's crazy. Like, manifest the man Mondays. That's wild.
It is going to happen. Like, no, that guy is out there for me.
I'm gonna try that with a girl. I'm gonna try with a woman. I'm gonna just conjure up something.
So what's something like? What are you looking for?
And women.
Yeah, the way that I described a guy.
Oh, man, you gotta be a shorty with the fat ass. No, I'm playing. Man, no. Of course, you gotta look good. I don't know. I have, like, not phases, but I don't really have, like, a type, you know? Like, not saying, like, I go for, like, oh, I'm gonna just be out there and get on something. Like, I'm out here smashing this white. No one gets, but just like some, just a white, crazy looking, like big dude. Like, no, I have standards, of course, and everything. But like, I don't have like a specific, like, oh yeah, that's like my type, that's my thing, you know. Like, I dated like different races, you know. I've had girlfriends in my life, so like, and they've all been like from a lot of different like backgrounds, ethnicities. So like, I don't really have like a. I mean, I'm really big on like the face. Like, I'm big on like raw, natural beauty. Like, I don't like makeup. Like, I don't mind it, but truthfully, I don't really care for it, you know. Because here's the thing, now I can't kiss you, now I can't hug you. And here's the thing, I dated a girl, she don't live no more, but she was Asian, and I think maybe like white or Spanish. I think Asian and white and Spanish, something like that. Like her parent mom was like, hey, dad was Asian, something like that. But anyways, yeah, she was, you know, Asian pretty much, but she, you know, thick old chick, you know what I'm saying, like real nice, but she wore hella makeup, real pretty girl, but wore makeup, and then even without it, I'm like, yo, bro, you cool, but she would wear, that's her thing, she like, that was her thing, that's what she liked to do, I can't get mad at that, cool, But it was just like, bro, like, I remember I wore a white long sleeve. It was tough, too. We were chilling in the club, whatever. She, like, leaned up, gave me a little hug. I went to the bathroom. I was like, who the fuck spilled this on me? I was supposed to put a drink on me. I was so hot. I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah, it was crazy. So, yeah, I like real, natural, raw beauty. Like, I like, you know, something like a face I could look at, you know. So, I don't mind looking at it. I like most art. Guys like that. There's some men out there with some boogaloos. I'm telling you. Yeah. There's some men out there with some boogaloos. That's their thing. Like, they don't, that's okay, you know.
Because the guys I've talked to, when I ask them, I'm like, so what do you like? A lot of them say the natural woman. Of course, the women that wear the makeup and hair and stuff, like, they look really good. But for somebody to settle down with, they want, like, the natural woman. Somebody that's naturally pretty, that don't do all that.
I don't know. Right now, BBLs is winning. Not for me, but I'm just saying that's the thing right now. Mm-hmm. BBLs and get your chest lifted, you know? Yeah. That's the thing. Not even that. You ain't gotta have a chest. Make sure that waist doesn't exist, and then you good. That's like the thing. Mm-hmm. Just, and that's it. And that's what's winning right now. But you are right. Most men, like, yeah, want raw, natural, like, organic shit. Mm-hmm. At least I know I do. I want me to feel you, not like, I can't touch you for 3 weeks now because, babe, I got the ass shots. I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? That shit hurt, you know what I'm saying? You know, we gotta wait 3 weeks to heal. I'm like, damn. Mm-hmm. So, can't have that going. Yeah, but, yeah. Fucking, damn, I was about to make a good fucking point. So, yeah, the women, I like legs. So I kind of like tall girls. I have a thing for tall girls. No cap. Yeah, I like legs. I'm big on legs. You can be short, but if you have like long legs, I like that. Legs is like a big deal. I like a nice set of legs.
Legs.
I like legs. Nice set of legs. Yeah.
Nice smooth.
Gotta have a good thigh ratio. Thigh to like hip ratio. You know what I'm saying? That's huge. Thigh to hip. That, you know, it's gotta be balanced. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Smooth skin.
Big on skin. Mm. Man. Oh, you know me, I do my skin routine and shit. You see me posting on like Snapchat and shit like that. I be big on that. So I be fucking around there. But I like feeling, you know what I mean? You all got our blemishes and our flaws. I get it, but it ain't be perfect because I know I got still my blemishes and beauty, whatever. But I like, as be like, take care. Don't let it be dry and cracky. Don't be OD, like feeling like you oily. Like I feel, and not like a good, like, oh, you, like, you, like, you look like you, like, oil your body, like, on some, like, ew, like, you, like, greasy stuff. Yeah, like, you feel like you, like, yeah, it's like you dirty, like, yeah,
Yeah, no, I feel you.
Man.
Yeah, you gotta have. Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. That shit nasty, bro. That shit foul. That shit foul, Jordy. What you doing?
Yeah.
Man. Here's the thing now. I don't mind, like, weave and legs and all that stuff, all right? But just make sure that shit don't stink and it ain't itchy, bro.
It don't stink.
Oh my gosh. Oh, bro. And here's the thing now. I dated a chick and she put me on some shit. She was like, you know, you can wash these. I'm like, what? She has some, like you get some real one nice, you can like wash them pretty much. What? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, and this is a couple years ago. So I was like, damn, they had this. She's like, yeah. Like, she's like, trust me. She's like, girls who got their stuff stinking, whatever, or they don't have real for real hair. Cause like, so I could grease this. I could wash it. Like, it's like hair. I'm like, oh, damn. Yeah, I didn't know that. So I was like, so, but I didn't mind. She made sure her shit was on point. Mm-hmm. And I always got a new girlfriend every day at that point. So it was cool with me. She looked different every other day. That was pretty cool. But she too will also wear, yeah, she did have a little makeup face. That's probably, and that low key, that kind of pushed me away. That's where I'm at.
The whole makeup stuff?
Yeah, because it's just, I don't know. It's cool. I don't mind it, but it's like, I mean, like every day, like, bro, like, we can't just like we're not even doing nothing type shit. You know what I'm saying? And boom, makeup. I'm like, all right. So,
gotcha. You
gotta have an intellect. You gotta be able to have communication. Mm-hmm. My back can't be hurting from carrying a convo, yo. That's dead.
Mm-hmm.
If I ask you how you doing, and you say I'm doing okay, it's polite of you, and common, it should be just common sense. Oh, it's your remedial. No offense, but it should be common sense. And just be like, yeah. I'm doing good. I'm chill. How's your day, man? How you doing? Not the, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Yeah. Wow. You know?
I do that when I'm mad.
That's what I would. That's I'll leave where you stand. You would be big red, big. You'd be big sad all day. Yeah. You'll text that at 2:43. It would be 8:49. I'll be like, yep. Did not text back.
Yeah, I do that when I'm Like, if you trying to talk to me and you know I'm upset, I'm gonna give you the short answers, you know?
Not the short answers.
Yeah, how you doing? Fine.
You grimy. The short answer, I'm weak.
You need to know I'm mad at you. You know? You gonna feel it. You gonna feel it.
I feel it.
Yeah.
I have an intellect. Be natural, you know, be yourself. Not when I say natural, now don't be when I'm saying natural, don't be natural. Like, you know, you ain't shaving like I don't want no afro. Like, come on, you know, I'm talking about the afro. I'm on afro down there now. Come on, shave that kitty cat now. Keep it nice and like little, nice and decent. Come on,
mm-hmm.
No bush. You know what I'm saying? Don't have my no don't have a fro like me. You know, we ain't twinning like that. We ain't twins.
Wow, you. But I can't know. The thing is, like, you gonna tame your bush? Like, if you have one, you're going
to... I do it because me, anywhere you have hair, you sweat out a lot. And I like to play basketball and stuff, like the hoop, I say active. So I do keep my shit, like, good, like, nice and low because you just, where you have hair, you're going to sweat. So that's really the main reason why. And that shit be getting, like, caught, like, in your boxers and stuff. My dudes know what happened. Like, you know, you zipping up your pants, anything, pulling your pants up. It just, you're having too much hair, do get snaggy and, and then get nappy. Nah, that's dead. So I keep my, you know, nice and, like, you know, trim. Now I do go time where like I'll let it like go because I'm not doing that, you know, I'm just be chilling. Yeah. I ain't humping on it. I'm just to myself, like I do.
Same.
So but that's why I just, you know, just be like whatever, I'm just chilling, you know.
Yeah.
And I just, and then if I'm like, okay, it's a little bad, I just whack it down, call it a day.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. When I'm not messing around with nobody, then, you know, I'll go a little bit without cutting it down. I'm just like, But then when I start messing with somebody on a serious note, then it's gonna be smooth.
Smooth.
You
wax or you shave. Oh.
You know, nice, smooth, cut coochie. So, but when I'm just not, it's gonna, you know, I'm gonna let little hair grow. Cause why not? Ain't nobody looking at it except for me.
I'm dead. It ain't except for me.
Yeah.
So. Wow, fellas. At least you know now why the kitty cat might be a little bushy when you get around to him.
Yeah, most of the
it's
time.
Been a minute. Yeah, he got knocked the cobwebs off. Hey. Hey, let's go.
Yeah, because there's been like a few times when it's been a minute and I expect to have sex with that person.
Really?
So I was like, dang. I feel like it won't be bad at all. When I'm intimate with somebody, I just prefer it to be like nice and smooth. But I don't expect to.
That's what she said.
I didn't expect to like be intimate with you. So, you know, it's going to be like a little stubs down there. But I don't know. I just like it to be smooth when I'm with somebody, like intimate with somebody. You know,
yeah,
especially if they're going to go down there.
Yeah, that's respect.
Yeah. You don't want to be pricking them.
Don't want to be pricking them. I like that. Yeah,
you
can't be
pricking their face.
I got sensitive skin too, yo. I really do. So like anything can like really kind of irritate me. I hate that. So I really be big.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like it's like even like this, like my jacket right now, it has to be like real, like genuine one, like pure leather. Like you have to be careful because like my skin will just be like, ew, this is like, you know, making me feel like it'll be like itchy and stuff. I hate that.
I got the same with my ears. Like, my ears are pierced, but I can't just wear anything.
Yeah.
I will break out so fast.
Yeah. Ooh, I felt that.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that. Well, Mercedes, any, like, advice when you give other people out there while we wrapping things up? Any last wordings? I appreciate you coming out, showing me some love, showing the people some love, showing the world love.
That's no problem.
Opening up, letting them know what to do and what not to do in certain situations. A lot of situations do not do what Mercedes did, because boy.
I'm just hoping that maybe like somebody will see the stuff I've been through.
Definitely.
And can like apply it to not do certain stuff because of me.
Yeah.
You can learn from my mistakes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's why I love talking to people.
Just learn from each other, you know?
Yeah. I tell people everything. I don't sugarcoat it because one, the most you could do about it is just judge me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's it. And your judgment is not going to hurt me.
At all.
So I'm going to tell you a lot of stuff about me.
Mm-hmm. My mama told me worse anyway.
So, yeah.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah. So, are you, like, into, like, zodiac signs? Because a lot of people base their friendships and relationships off of like somebody's sign.
That don't mean shit. Nah, I'm playing. No, I mean, I mean, people told me, like, you know, they asked me, I know my mind's up, like, hey, I'm a Leo, so I tell them that. They're like, okay, I'm like, yeah, I'm, you know. And then, like, it's just cool how, like, it's pretty cool, like, interesting how, like, they come up with, like, these random personality things based off this, that, and the third. And then it's just somehow, people say, oh, my God, that's just so me that matches. And I'm like, is it you, or do you, or were you, like, just kind of, not saying brands, but like just already like brain, yeah, like kind of like just already drawn in that you already got categorized. Now when you're born, then you start seeing, they start telling you, you start hearing about it, and you start reading it. You're like, okay, yeah, and then you start kind of, okay, this is supposed to be my sign around this birthday time. Okay, you start seeing, you start reading about it, like you start already kind of putting in your head, like, yeah, I do that a little bit, or then you're gonna start already subliminally like just start doing those things more and more, and then you're like, oh yeah, that's so me, and it's like. Was that you, or did you just read that? And because you're born, that got put it as you, like the target as you. So that's me. But I mean, it's cool though. I ain't gonna lie, it's definitely interesting. And I think, like, I ain't gonna lie, there was one time I did date like a sign that was like, I think it was a Capricorn. Yeah, it was a Capricorn. We had a pretty good run, not gonna lie. Crashed and burned, but it was a, hey, we loved it there. Shout out, you know.
How many people have you dated?
Yeah, no, I had an interesting life. Had an interesting life.
This guy.
Very interesting life.
He was a city boy for a minute, huh?
No, I know. That's the thing. See, I'm not, how's that? I'm not a city boy at all. You know, I didn't have to do it. It's, you don't have to do too much city boying. And, you know, when it's just, you know, when you're organic, you know, when you're raw, you know, sauce, you know, you got the sauces, you know, you got the drips forever, you know, sauces
so
in you.
Life of the galaxy.
You know. It's already in me. It's in you. It's in me. It's in all of us. You just got to tap in.
It's just a vibe. You're just that guy, huh?
I mean, yeah. Look what I got on right now. Who you know be wearing some shit? I got a biker, a genuine biker jacket on with a beanie and some these off-white fans. So, like, come on. I'm over here just wild. But that's what it is. That's just it. I'm comfortable. I just for me, comfortability. That's what it is. Well, Mercedes, I appreciate you hopping on. Show my love to the ECZ podcast, the trap cast. You know what I'm saying? Well, hey, she survived a trap, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Let's show some, you know, she survived out here.
Yeah.
Show her some love. Appreciate you.
About to start cutting up the drugs with the same hands that I used to pray with.
Oh, no. All right. Hey, thank you. Oh, come again. Okay, got it. Man, we are not. Wow. You're going to promote. You're going to see.
Oh.